No, it's the superego that curves you away from that. And the superego is always in resistance to the real. And this is why there is such a thing as karma. It represents that point of shock between the superego's agenda and the pull of the supreme reality. The same way a dream represents that intersection between Atman and ego. Okay? And when psychologists analyze the dream, they don't really give enough credit to the fact that the intelligence that creates the dream is at an entirely different level than the intelligence that identifies as a character in the dream, which is, again, at a totally different level than the person waking up and said, wow, that was a weird dream I just had. And the person waking up doesn't have a clue what it means. The being in the dream is totally taken up by the illusion of the characters and doesn't recognize that it is all the characters in the dream. And there's no contact with this intelligence that created the dream for your understanding of yourself at a deeper level. The Atman has been completely removed from psychological theory in the mainstream. And so therefore, even the Freudians or the Jungians don't really touch into the nature of the source of the dream. They will deal with an archetypal representation that appears in the dream. But the level of intelligence that created that is of an entirely qualitatively different nature that requires a quantum leap of our own consciousness to reach.